Happy Aloha Friday. It is the Aloha Friday Conversation on HPR, an hour of art, culture, and ideas in Hawaii. And that means all across Hawaii, okay? Not just across and over. We want to get into the valleys, along every craggy ridge, and all the way into your nook and cranny, because we want to find out what life is like here, you know? We need all the flavors in this stew, including flavors from the 1951 Lanai Pineapple Worker Strike. There's got to be some umami there, right? It's all in this month's edition of Lanai Today. So think back. Okay, mid-1920s, James Dole had made the island of Lanai into the largest pineapple plantation in the world. In fact, 75% of the world's supply came from Lanai. And that's what that island was all about. Nalinia Kabilas is the new editor of Lanai Today monthly newspaper. And in the lead article this month, she talks about how 800 Lanai workers got involved in pineapple strikes that were just breaking out all across the islands. On Lanai, the community pitched in, gathering kiawe wood, cooking meals, watching the kids, organizing the strike for 200 days. I had to give her a call. Nalinia, were you born and raised on Lanai?
I grew up on Lanai, but I was born in the Philippines. And so,
how old
were
you?
I was here. I came when I was 4.
Oh, really? All 12 years of school there on Lanai?
Yes.
I wonder how big the high school is.
My graduating class was 52, which is actually a big class.
It is.
I think right now it hovers between average of 48 to maybe 50 students.
Mm. And of the 50 that you graduated with, are any still on the island?
Yes, a handful. But the majority of us left.
How long have you been living on Lanai this time, Nalinia?
Since October.
Ah.
You know, I left Lanai fresh out of high school when I was 17. I went to, I applied to colleges. Well, they had... One of the common themes is that they had to have a good journalism program because I knew that I loved to write and I didn't know anything about creative writing. And so I thought, well, I can make a living as a journalist, as a writer. And I was 17 and I'm crazy for Hemingway and I wanted to experience what he wrote about, you know, Paris and the bullfights and in Madrid and I knew I wouldn't find them here on Lanai.
So, you wanted your bite out of life.
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted. And so I left. So I never really appreciated Lanai until much later, until I realized, oh my gosh, this place is amazing and beautiful. And there are stories here. You know, stories I never knew about, like the 1951 strike that I just wrote about in the February edition.
Right.
And I feel like, what an opportunity. By learning the stories of this island, I feel like I'm falling in love with this place. Like, I love her even more.
Hmm. I mean, I liked your story about the strike because, for one thing, I never knew about it. And
yeah.
It was 1951, right? And then what I loved was how the town swung into action and how the whole energy and industry of the town was so supportive.
It was really a unifying moment. They stood firm in their convictions. And other pineapple companies fell. They settled. But Lanai stood firm because the crux of their fight was the right to own a home. They fought because there were no homes to be bought. The company owned all the plantation homes. And so anyone who owns a home on Lanai now, you know, they have an enormous debt to these workers.
How did that strike end?
Well, that's coming in the in part two. And next
we'll come back for that, okay?
Okay, that would be great.
Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You as well.
That was Nilinia Kabilis, editor of the Lana'i Today newspaper. And you can find the February edition and past issues also online at albertadegetlylanaitoday.com. Alberta DeGetley, by the way, is the esteemed former editor of this paper. Nilinia has a wonderful column on trails I have loved in the February issue also. I think you'll enjoy it.